What is green infrastructure?
Green infrastructure is basically the network of green spaces that we have in our cities. It includes established things that most people are probably familiar with, like sporting ovals and public parks, but it also includes some of the new designed ways that we use plants in a landscape, such as green roofs, green walls, water-sensitive urban design, so rain gardens, for example, and can include different things at a variety of scales. So it can be from street trees all the way to large urban parks. And it also includes people's backyards, because they're a very important part of our urban green space, which is becoming increasingly under pressure with urbanisation.
What are your plans to bring green infrastructure to Australia on a bigger scale?
Okay, well, we're not necessarily trying to make it larger. I guess what we're trying to make sure is that it's performing very well. Because what green infrastructure does for people is it provides what are called ecosystem services. And they are services that nature provides to us for free. And they're things like cooling and water absorption. And so they make cities more pleasant and more livable. And so what we really need to do is make sure our green space is performing those functions really well, and where that we're protecting green space and hopefully increasing it as well, so we can have those services so the city does not become too hot, does not flood, is aesthetically pleasing, and with a whole host of mental and physical health benefits that flow to people from living in pleasant green environments. And so if we can make sure that our urban green spaces are performing well for a variety of users, we are able to have a healthier, happier city, people living in it, and also probably more productive and economically vibrant.
What are the economic reasons for investing in green infrastructure?
Green infrastructure provides ecosystem services, and they're providing it for free. If we didn't have that green infrastructure, we would potentially need to have more harder engineered systems to provide those services, and that would come at a much greater cost. A prime example of this is urban flooding. So under climate change scenarios, it's predicted that in Melbourne we're going to have more intense rainfall events, particularly in summer. And to cope with those more intense rainfall events, we need to upgrade our stormwater infrastructure. And that will cost many millions of dollars. But one way we can potentially avoid having to pay all those costs is by using more greenery in the urban landscape, which will absorb some of that stormwater. And we've been doing research here at the University of Melbourne Burnley campus where we've been looking at green roofs. And some of our research is showing that just a 10 centimetre deep green roof will absorb up to 70% of Melbourne's yearly rainfall. So if we implemented a lot more green roofs in the urban environment, we potentially don't have to upgrade that stormwater infrastructure, because each of those green roofs is acting as a sponge and absorbing a lot of water which otherwise would be going down the drain.
Have other countries or communities trialled these green roofs or the concept of green infrastructure?
Yes, yeah, green roofs and green infrastructure is increasingly, it's been used extensively in Europe and in North America. The green roof industry is a lot more developed in those countries compared to Australia. And there's been some barriers to that, development of the green roof industry in Australia, and primarily related to our climate and things like that. And we've been doing a lot of research to overcome them. But increasingly around the world, city and state governments are looking to green infrastructure as a climate change adaptation strategy and using it to combat the effects of flooding, the urban heat island, heat waves, for example. So there's strategies in European cities such as Stuttgart where they're deliberately investing in green infrastructure as a way of keeping the city cool and avoiding some of the deaths that come with heat waves.
What can Australia do to protect its already existing green infrastructure?
Well, we need to think about planning policies and the way we build our cities, and making sure we can protect the existing parks and open space. We need to think about what it means when we have, say, dual occupancy housing, where we're subdividing existing blocks and putting two houses on them, we often lose the backyard. Well, can we think about more creative ways of doing that? Maybe as we move to denser cities, we need to mandate that we'll have green roofs or green walls, or we can look to maybe close some parts of our streets where we've got big wide streets, for example, narrow them and provide more greenery as well. So we need to both protect and enhance the existing green infrastructure that we have, And we can do that through a range of innovative planning policy and carrots and sticks to be able to encourage developers to implement the green infrastructure. But often it will be provide a benefit to them as well.
Is there anything else that you wanted to say on this topic?
There's lots of potential to use green infrastructure. It's about having quality open spaces, and there's some real flow-on benefits to people. So it's about making our cities more livable and happier, healthier places for the people that live in them. And there'll be flow-on benefits to the biodiversity that lives in our cities and the ecosystem services provided by that green infrastructure.